popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, how's it going? So this is the introduction to episode 37, the musical extravaganza. First, of course, if you want to help out the show, obviously my show's ending, but any of the other shows on the network, you know, go to their page, click on the purple Amazon banner, shop like you normally would, and a little bit goes back to them, and you know the drill. So, just, this is basically just me and Max messing around, having fun. I'm going to be completely honest, it's complete crap. This is, we are not very good singers, and Max is a moderate guitar player. But we have some segments with my dad, and I don't know, this is something that I've been wanting to do since the beginning, and now it's the end, and I did it. So if you want to skip to the good parts, just skip to like the last 5 minutes. Probably not even the last five. Last 3 minutes is where the... right at the good part. So, enjoy the, enjoy the musical extravaganza. And, I'll say a few words, near the end again. But, let's get into it.
No.
I'll just cut it.
You better this time.
This is a real one. Okay.
Real cut.
What the hell with Nathan Prell and Maxwell Runny? Don't only name that because it rhymes. Now we're going to try and be funny. Blah. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell and Maxwell Runny.
I'm so sorry.
I'm your host, Nathan Prell. Go.
No.
Just say
it. I'm Maxwell Runny.
What a surprise! This is the musical extravaganza.
Yay! I'm actually excited for that, though.
Yeah, that's a good... we got a lot of good surprises. Later on in the show, we're going to have some of our greatest hits. But I think Maxwell wanted to start it off with a song. What's it called?
I don't know.
You don't know what the song is?
No.
Isn't it
like the background music?
Yeah, that's nice. Isn't it a cover?
Yeah.
Well, what's it called?
I'm gonna cover, I can't think. I'm long playing.
Well, stop playing for 2 seconds, Think of it, and then say what you're...
I walk through hell if I say anything.
Okay. Oh, I'd like Say Anything. They play the Wow, I Can Get Sexual Too, and I really like that song.
I do.
There's another song. Yeah.
That's all I got.
I don't remember how it starts. I have a trouble remembering how songs start just off the bat. I can't do it.
No.
I cannot think of the way that song starts. Sound,
No, I don't.
If I were to die and go to hell real soon, I don't know if those are the first... and go to hell real soon, it would be... look like there's a room. Yeah, I don't know why I can't do that. Certain songs...
Yeah, but when she touches... When she called me on the phone, she touched herself.
She could... I mean, that's weird.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
I locked myself to sleep.
Did you, like, call her for a reason, or...?
No. She called me.
She called you?
Called me on the phone. She touched herself.
Oh, okay. Well, I could have just touched herself. Didn't I feel like calling you?
She likes my voice. It's husky, I guess.
All right.
Not me, though.
It's not... Okay,
anyway. So, yeah. Let's start off some music.
Yeah, do your cover. Do your cover thing that you're gonna do.
Okay.
Let's minimize the gross sounds.
I know. I feel like this is a thing now, and I don't want it to be. Anyway, back to the song. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
was blessed. Walk on the water you're breathing. Lend you some effort and healing. Sunken chest. They chose you as a model for their empty little dreams. With their new head and their legs spread like a filthy magazine. And they had you, and they got you, and you gave in. And if I was brave, climb up to you on the mountain. They led you to drink from their fountain, spouting lies. And I'd slay the horrible deeds they commission. Steer me away from my mission to your eyes. And I'd stand there like a soldier with my foot upon its chest. With my grin spread and my arms out, my bloodstained Sunday best. And I'd hold you and remind you who you are. Under their shell, I don't know how far you let it burn right through my chest. These souls are useless without you. Torturing answer, my soul is useless without you. And if they send a woman, I'd hug it like a harmless little tree. Or an earthquake, I'd calm it, and I'd bring it back to me. And I'd hold you in my weak arms like a firstborn. I don't want to help for you. Let it burn right through my chest. These songs are useless. You help you. To help for you. And the torturing answer. My soul is useless without you. I've walked through hell for you. What's an adventurer to do? But rest these feet at home with you.
It was really nice.
I know. I sang it about Nate.
Yeah?
I'm going to miss him.
Aw, thanks. Where am I going?
You're moving to Washington.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe.
Eventually, I don't know.
I probably...
It's preemptive.
Well, actually... I'm glad you brought that up. It's probably going to get pushed back because I wanted to leave at the beginning of the summer, but I may have to wait until maybe closer to fall. Cause
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, because my dad got laid off.
Right.
Yeah, which...
Are you helping to...
Yeah, I'm going to help out with anything that they need, but I think the plan is, and hopefully no government people listen to this, we're just going to... Because we can't afford to pay the house payment, so we're just going to see how long we can go before the bank says anything about it. And then after that, move into an apartment or whatever. So I think I'll stick around and help out until that. And then when they move into an apartment or rent another house or something, then that's when I'll leave. So that they can get us something smaller so they don't have to worry about me living there. Yeah. But I'll probably stick around until they don't need me anymore.
It's good. Yeah. Pound it. We just pounded it.
Yeah, we did. So we'll... Later on in the show, I want to cut in some more segments with my dad. Hopefully, maybe we can get Chris to sit down and play us some songs or something.
Yeah,
but so I'll be cutting in some other musical segments later on. So I'll discuss that whole situation with my dad on his segment.
Yeah, this is going to be a whole hodgepodge of misleading information and terrible songwriting and just all kinds of just bad things, but you're going to love it.
It's a musical extravaganza. It's, unfortunately, it's not going to top last week's, apparently, because I've heard that that episode was the greatest episode ever. It was called Art to me.
It was called Art?
It was called Art, and that made me feel really good.
Your mother's vagina is like the canvas, and your dad's penis is the paintbrush, and you are the art?
You are the art.
Did you see that today on Imgur? No?
No.
Okay.
No. But that's from something that I know of. I've heard that somewhere before. Mm. What is that from?
I saw it on Imgur today.
I don't remember where I've heard that, but I've
never seen it before, so.
Heard
I assume like no one on Imgur is going to be coming up with that on the
go. No, that's definitely not original from Imgur. Imgur's
nothing original is from Imgur. Yeah. It's the dredges of the internet.
Yeah. Where were we just now? Completely got lost. Oh, yeah. There's no way. One comment that I got about it was, thank you. So it was a gift. Gift from the gods.
From you to them? Or
gift from God to me to them.
That you got jumped.
No, that had an amazing episode. Getting jumped did probably maybe helped a little bit. It was a good story, but that wasn't the whole episode.
What was the good, like, what was so amazing about the episode?
Oh, I got kind of dark. And revealed a lot about myself.
I need to listen to it.
You probably shouldn't. You probably shouldn't listen to the episode. And if you want to listen to it.
You realize that probably before the next segment, I'm going to listen to it. It's very likely.
Okay, well, you probably shouldn't listen. I mean, it wasn't that great of an episode. That was a line?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it was from you, so it probably wasn't that great.
No, it was a really great episode.
I was such an asshole.
It was really, yeah.
No, it probably was a really good episode. Although, that's kind of weird that, like, the best episode was, like, the darkest. Isn't that awkward?
No, I don't know. That's just, you know, it's...
Should this become, like, a horror, like, emo...
No. This is bright. Last episode was too dark. We can't have two dark episodes in a row. We definitely can't.
I hate my life.
No, we're not going to do that.
No, we're not? Okay.
No. This is a happy episode. I don't want the last episode, even no matter how great it was, I don't want it to be dark. So this episode's got to be fun and happy.
I don't know where I was going with that.
See, that's why I wish Kaizen could have been here, because he can pull out some good blues. Kaizen's got the blues, you know?
I can do this.
What are you trying to do?
That's what I was trying to get to.
What was it?
I have no idea I wrote it.
No, you didn't. That sounded familiar. I feel like I've heard that somewhere before. Whoa, calm down. Getting deep. We dropping D?
Oh yeah, we dropped some D.
Oh, cool. Some Fallout? Because I know all their shit's in Drop D. While we're in Drop D.
I do not know any Fallout. I can look some up and try to play a song. I'll try to learn on... with no cuts on the podcast right
okay.
now.
Okay. That's... do you want to do Sugar We're Going Down?
Sugar We're Going Down. Here we go. Wait, actually... We have played some Fallout Boy songs. We have covered them.
What?
Yeah. From the new album. We played like a bunch of
Fall Out Boy songs. Oh, yeah, we did. When the album came out, we did. We learned a bunch of Fall Out Boy songs from the new album. I don't know if the new album's in Drop D, though. Is it?
I don't know.
We did Young Volcanoes, I think, was the one that we...
We did a couple of them, actually.
Yeah.
I want to say most of them, actually.
We probably learned most of them. I think only Young Volcanoes is good. Okay. All
right.
So... we just cut out maybe 10 minutes of shit.
Yeah, we were fucking around a little bit too much, so...
So, here's, we're gonna do a little bit of covering, Fall Out Boy, Young Volcanoes. It's off their newest album. Let's do it.
Let's get into it. Alright, here we go.
When Rome's in ruins... We are the lions, free of the Colosseums. In poison places, we are anti-venom. We're the beginning of the end. Tonight, the fox is on the hounds. It's all over now, for it has begun. We've already won. We are wild. We are like young. We are wild Americana. It's all good. Do you want to feel a little
little beautiful baby. Oh, 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 oh. Make it easy, say I never matter. Run it up the flagpole. We will teach you how to make boys next door out of assholes. Tonight the foxes hunt the hounds, and it's all over now, for it has begun. We've already won. We are wild. We are like young volcanoes.
What are you doing?
I messed up, didn't I?
Yeah, you totally messed up.
What have I messed up on?
We are wild.
We are... What?
No.
What? Come on.
We are like young volcanoes. We are wild. America hates on a good. Do you want to feel a little beautiful, baby? Yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
I give up.
Well, that fell apart. Okay, so Max walked out. I can't play any instruments, so let's cut to some segments. Here we go, segment.
Segment, what? What's up?
Oh, cut away. I'm gonna edit this part out. Oh.
I don't know if we ever do the songs about Razor and Clover.
All right, so this is segment number one with my dad. Max is here also.
Hi.
What's happening? Was I supposed to say anything?
Yeah, that's fine. All
right.
Okay, so it's the musical extravaganza episode. All
right.
So, and there are some songs that you sing a lot just throughout the day. So I was hoping that you could sing some songs.
I don't know if that's going to work out too good. We should touch base on the Resident Evil Revelations game,
but that's what we always talk about.
Huh? Yeah, well, we should go that, because anybody that's actually listened to the podcast knows that I've been striving to get the Trinity bonus on the Ghost Ship. Just to let everybody know, I have it. I am a purple-named player. So, just to let everybody
know. You've gotten all of the...
I have gotten all the weapon attachments. I'm still working on getting all the weapons. I'm still short about 5 or 6 weapons, but I got 144 attachments. I have 244 bonuses. I'm a purple player, and my duty now is to help the other lower players to become a purple player. That's just... wanted to throw that base, because everybody's listening now for the past year of me playing this game, and I finally made it.
And what had to happen for you to do that?
I got laid off. I lost my job last week, 2 weeks ago. A week and a half ago. Massive layoff at work. 30-some people, like 35, 37 people got laid off. I didn't see it coming for that day. We kind of knew it was going to happen sometime in the future, in the years to come, but we got slammed that day. Me, my boss, another manager in our department, a couple other supervisors, all got slammed that day. It was kind of disappointing and depressing. But oh well, we'll move forward, because Nate and Shaney make a lot of money. They're going to start making some payments around here.
Yeah. And what have you been saying every single day that you've been off?
I need a job. I need a job because I'm going to get bored sitting on my ass playing video games all day.
You were bored the first day you didn't have a job.
I know. It was tough.
And that was like your day off anyway.
Yeah, because you got to look at it. You got to look at it. If you're working and you have a day off, and you know you have to go back to work in a day or two, you tend to be more like, I gotta go back to work.
Yeah, you treasure the day.
Yes, but now that you know you don't have a job and you have that day off, it's like, man, I need a job, because it's gonna get pretty nasty around here. So having 2 or 3 days off in a row, not knowing that you don't have that in the back of your mind that, I gotta go back to work. It's another deal that makes you feel like, God, I got a job. So, anyway, I need a job. So if any of you people out there listening around Las Vegas that have an opening, you know, I'm a pretty good open negotiable salary. It doesn't have to be $1 million a year, but somewhere close. I'll be happy. Alright?
Alright. Now sing some songs.
The singing part's pretty tough. We'll sing a song about Razor. Right, Razor? Alright, we'll see if we can do this.
You sing it every day.
I know, but you have to catch me off guard. I have to be loud. When I'm singing the song, you just have to have it recorded.
You just wake up and sing to the dogs, so come on.
Just start singing. So I was like, alright, let's see if we can do this. Well, let's see, how's it going, Nate?
Razor D sharp, you're one nasty dog.
Well, see, you already know. Right, Razor? Okay. Razor D sharp, well, he's a nasty dog. He smells not really bad, worse than a hog. It's Razor D sharp. He's. Okay, we got more to do that. Okay. Let's try it again. It's Clover D sharp. She's a nasty rat. She smells worse than Tabitha's cats. All right. How's that? Is that good enough?
Yeah, that's good for for this segment.
All right, because there's a lot more to it, but you just got to be there at the time it happens because they start rolling off. You can't do it and start laughing about it.
And we're back. Wasn't that great? I have no clue what's there yet. What are we doing? What's next, man?
I don't know. This is the background music.
Oh. Okay. I mean, I guess that helps. Do you want to do, you want to do some songs from, one of our, biggest influences?
Sure.
Okay. Tenacious D, duh.
Oh.
Which one do you want to do? Do you want to do Kickapoo?
I can only get the beginning, though.
We'll just do the beginning of Kickapoo.
Until I can't anymore.
Until you can't anymore. All right, man. Let's see if I remember the words without looking at them.
All right, we're not yet. This is all memory. We're not looking at chords. We haven't practiced.
No. Okay, so.
All right, are you prepared?
Nope. Okay.
All right. Whoa, see? Already fucking up. All right, here we go.
Do I start right away, or do you play? Okay.
I cannot remember that shit. I haven't had to play with all six strings in a long time.
You're welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
Since I gave you strings.
This one we got.
Lived a humble family, religious through and through. But yay, there was a black sheep, and he knew just what to do. His name was Young JP, and he refused to step in line. Vision he did see it fucking rocking all the time. He wrote a tasty jam, and all the planets did align. Oh, the dragon's balls blazed as I stepped into his cave. And I sliced his fucking cackles from long and shiny blade. Twas I who fucked the dragon, fuck the lights and fuck the loom. And if you try to fuck me, then I shall fuck you too. Gotta get it on in the party zone. Gotta sit close in the party zone. Gotta lick a toad in the party zone. Gotta suck a chode in the party zone. Disobey my order, son, why were you ever born? Your brother's 10 times better than you, Jesus loves him more. From the place must come from the depths of hell. Rock and roll's the devil's work, you wanted to rebel. You'll become a mindless puppet, Beelzebub will pull the strings. Your heart will lose direction, and chaos it will bring. But shut your mouth and shut your tongue. Spend a week as your cell phone.
what he wanted, I want to hear you moan. Better praise the Lord when you're in my home.
Dio, can you hear me? I'm lost and so alone. I'm asking for your guidance. Won't you come down from your throne? I need a Taikambadre who will teach me how to rock. My father sends her evil Batman, he can suck a cock. Rock is not the devil's word, it's magical and rad. Never rock as long as I'm stuck here with my dad.
I hear you, brave young jables, you are hungry for the rock. But to learn the ancient method, sacred doors you must unlock. You'll stem your father's clutch in this oppressive neighborhood. To the journey you must go to find the land of Hollywood. In the city of fallen angels, where the ocean meets the sand, you will form a strong alliance in the world's most awesome band. You will find your fame and fortune through the valley you must walk. You will face your inner demons. Now go, my child, and rock! He left from fucking Kickapoo with hunger in his heart. He journeyed far and wide to find the secret of his art. He knew that he just needed fun, fun as Joan of Arc. I think that's right. Isn't that? I think. Well, that was enjoyable for two people. And I mean, okay.
I don't even know if it was two.
Well, it was fun for me. Ready for round two? No, not the same. Oh, okay. Yeah. Isn't there another verse?
Yeah. Fuck it.
Anyway, the one I was hoping we were gonna play was gonna be Fucker Gently. I wasn't.
You were not at all prepared for that.
Not prepared for Master Exploder. No. I mean, really, I've got. What?
I was.
I got nowhere near the vocal capacity of Jack.
No one does.
I know. I can't sing. Let's face it. I can't sing. Neither can you. These songs are complete shit. But it's fun for me, and hopefully somebody...
I would say that I can sing a little.
Well, let's leave that to the audience.
Okay.
Alright, so you ready for this one? And then I think we'll cut to maybe some more segments with somebody else.
Alright.
You don't always have to
fuck her hard. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Sometimes you got to make some love and fucking give her some smooches too. Sometimes you got to squeeze. Sometimes you got to say please. Sometimes you got to say, hey, I'm gonna fuck you softly. I'm gonna screw you gently. I'm gonna hump you sweetly. I'm gonna ball you discreetly. And then you say, hey, I bought you flowers. And then you say, wait a minute, Sally, I think I've got something in my teeth. Could you get it out for me? That's fucking teamwork. What's your favorite position? That's cool with me. It's not my favorite, but I'll do it for you. What's your favorite dish? I'm not gonna cook it, but I'll order it from Zanzibar. And then I'm gonna love you completely. And then I'll fucking fuck you discreetly. And then I'll fucking bone you completely. But then I'm gonna fuck you.
As bad as it could have been.
Not nearly.
No, not nearly.
Way
as bad.
Better than I thought.
Let's go to some segments. All right.
Okay.
Okay, now play us some songs on the guitar.
Well, I don't know. It's been a long time since I played anything on a guitar. How's that for?
It's the extravaganza, right? You gotta do something good.
See if we can think of another one.
How about him just like testing the string sounds better than what I'm playing?
Yeah. He's amazing.
I'll just see if I can. Stuff there.
All right.
You nice. Have out of practice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah, okay.
Who do you want to win the Super Bowl?
Denver Broncos, over 48 points. Total points.
Okay.
$100 I'm putting on it.
How much does that pay?
Well, Denver Broncos are favored. If the over-under is, we go, I think it's like 46. If we take Denver Broncos and over for $100, I'll probably get about 375, somewhere around there.
It's good. It's good bet. It's good.
It's not bad if I win. Lost last year.
I don't know. I don't know about that over 48 though.
You don't think so?
Seattle doesn't play high scoring games. And Denver,
but Denver,
is,
but
Denver is not ready for that defense. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you got to put it this way, okay? Denver, Manning's going to go out with a big bang. He's going to score the crap out of everything. He's going to be throwing the ball. You got a passer on Seattle side. What's his name? Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's a pretty good passer. He's also a good runner, but he's a pretty good passer. So I think the game's going to end up being a passing game. And when you have a passing game, you usually have a bigger and higher scoring game. If you take a look at past Super Bowls, most of them have gone to the high side. They've gone to the low side.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to go high. Yeah. See, last year I lost because I went low. I took the same value of we had the Ravens over San Francisco. But we went under, and they went over. Yeah. That's the whole part of the deal. You can always pick the game. Okay, Denver probably will win. Okay, you can pick it straight up. It doesn't pay any money because it's the Denver's favored by 2 points, and it usually comes up as a minus like 110 or 120, which means that you got to bet $1.20 to make 80 cents. So if you bet $1.20, you get paid. $200 or something like that, the way it works. So that's why we parlay the bet. So you parlay the bet with over and under, then it gets the payout way up. So if we were to take Seattle at a plus, then you bet, like, if you bet 100, if let's say they were but if they were a plus 120, and you bet 100, you get 120 back. So that's why I kind of look at it. Anyway.
Okay, that's why I don't bet on sports. It's way too much.
There's a lot to think about on sports. Then you have all the side bets. So last year, we bet San Francisco and the Ravens. We took the Ravens and under. And we lost that bet. We put 100 on the game. We lost that bet. But we took like 7 or 8 side bets. And we actually won, I think, 4 or 5 of those side bets, which ended up giving us all our money back.
That works.
So we didn't lose any money. We kind of broke even last year. So if that works, that's why you do side bets too. In case the game doesn't come in, then you get side bets help you get some money back if you win those. So potentially, you have the potential to win several $100.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you have any final words for the podcast since this is the last episode?
Well, I think you did a good job on all your podcasts. I enjoyed listening to most of them. I didn't hear all of them, but I listened to most of them. And I thought they were pretty good, and I thought it was a good idea for you to do it, and I'm glad you did it. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
So, keep up the good work.
Someone's proud of you.
Sure. All your 3 followers.
There's like 10. It's like 10.
But I thought it was a good idea, and I'm glad you stuck with it this far. So, it's good.
Thanks.
That's all I got to say.
All right.
All right, I'm done.
Bye.
I gotta go play some Revelations now.
Okay.
All right, so this next little thingy is, I forgot to actually do an intro for it when we recorded it, but it's a little joke poem I wrote about a friend who was being particularly bitchy. Everyone got kicked out of it, and I saw it in my notebook when we were recording stuff, and I was like, this would be fun to put music to. So I hope you enjoy it. It's called This Girl.
It's easier for me to cut when there's like a long period of silence. Take one of This Girl. I know this girl, yeah, she is so pretty. And this may not be nice, but at least it's witty. I would never go down on her, cause although I'd make her purr, she is as rare as plutonium, but nowhere near as valuable, because I bet she would taste like the synthetic chemical denatonium. I'll save you the trouble of finding definition, cause even with no predisposition, I know that once you meet her, you will no doubt see that she is so damn bitter. Yeah, she isn't someone you'd like to confront, cause goddamn, she's such a... Now I can't even think of what it's called. It's by, that song, everybody knows it. I don't know, I'm having a real brain fart right now. What was that song?
Hold on, I'm trying to think of what the actual chords are. Switching from an A minor to an A.
Sweet Caroline. That's what I learned. Was Sweet Caroline.
Oh,
Sweet Caroline was the first song I learned on guitar.
I think the first song I learned was
One of the first songs I learned on my bass.
Dance, dance.
Yeah, and then, hold on, let's see.
Songs.
Yeah. You're playing... What are you playing? We need to stop messing around and do this podcast. There we go. That's what you're playing. I got this whole gallon of Arizona iced tea. I've been drinking it for like 4 days. Alright, let me intro. Okay, so this is Northern Downpour by Panic of the Disco when they didn't have their exclamation point off of Pretty Odd, kind of the album that nobody's really too proud of. I love it. It's got...
It's a great song.
Like, most of my favorite songs of Panic at the Disco come off of this album, even though a lot of people don't like it. But, so this song... just when I was feeling down, this song would listen to this and pick me up. So, yeah.
It's a good song. I love this song. Ready to do that?
Yeah. Okay.
All of life is but a dream. Fantastic posing, grieving. We should feed our jewelry to the sea. For diamonds do appear to be just like broken glass to me. And then she said she can't believe genius only comes along in storms of fable, foreign tongues, tripping eyes and flooded lungs. Northern Downpour sent its love. Hey moon, please forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. Sugarcane in the easy morning, where the veins mine, one and lonely. The ink is running towards the page, it's chasing off the days. Look back at both feet and that winding knee. I missed your skin when you were east. You clicked your heels and wished for me. Through playful lips made of yarn, that fragile Capricorn unraveled words like moss upon old scars. I know the world's a broken bone, but melt your headaches and call it home. Hey moon, please forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. Sugarcane in the easy morning. but the vein's mine. One and lonely sugar cane in the easy morning. Well, the vein's mine. One and lonely. Hey moon, please forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. You are at the top of my lungs, drawn to the ones who never yawn.
Right, that was Northern Downpour.
I kind of messed it up.
That's okay.
Oh well.
That's one of my favorite songs from Panic of the Disco. That and Folkin' Around. But Folkin' Around,
way too difficult for me.
Really hard, and really the best part of the song is just the violin ripping it up. So not gonna play that one, but. I don't know what we're doing right now.
Oh no, I'm just playing. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I was just jamming, you know.
Oh yeah, that's fine. I wish I was fast enough to come up with lyrics on the fly, but I can't do that.
That was a good. That could have been a nice funk song.
Started off okay.
This just got all bad.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you want to call it? You want to call the musical extravaganza? Call it up?
I don't know. I don't know. Just yet. I think okay. We have one more in us.
Okay. What are we thinking?
I'm thinking we should have a nice segment right now called Bioshock Fucking Infinite is Badass.
Okay.
Yeah, no music. No, this needs to be said. I've been playing. I bought it because I got a new laptop, and I bought it, and I've been playing it, and good, sweet, holy Jesus, it's amazing.
Have it. I just haven't played it yet.
You need to.
I want to play through Bioshock 1 first.
You don't need to. That is not a requirement.
No?
There is very, as far as I can tell, I'm damn near the end. There is no references to it. Because this happens before.
Well, no. Bioshock 1 and 2. Oh, I know what's happening.
What do you mean?
I know the end. I know what happens at the end of the game. Which explains the situation.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I do too. I kind of fucked up. I read it on Wikipedia.
Okay, yeah. So yeah. It doesn't happen before. It's all happening at the same time.
Just not at the same time.
It's different dimensions.
Well, no, but chronologically, this technically is before.
Okay.
Because this is in 1912, Rapture's in the 1940s.
Okay.
So, because in the DLCs and stuff.
I know they go to it.
They go to Rapture.
Yeah.
Before it gets all nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But I'll get to it eventually. I've heard many great things about it. So.
Yeah, it is I've been playing it on Ultra. I love my laptop. Been playing it on Ultra, just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So beautiful. There's a scene. I kind of don't want to spoil this, but I don't really care at this point. It's awesome.
Spoilers.
Spoiler. Be careful. Columbia is a battleship that attacks New York.
Okay.
And you have to save Elizabeth. She's old and stuff, but you're going to save her anyway. And it's the scene of her leading Columbia to attack New York.
Okay.
And it's just, it's gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. Well done. Okay. Bravo, 2K Games.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
But I do think we have one more song in us.
Okay. Let's do, we'll kind of end it out on a song. This is the final episode. Do you have, do you want to say anything?
I'm not an asshole, and you guys should like me. That's all you got. I've been that's been bugging me since the first time I was on, and you were like, people don't like you. You're kind of an asshole.
Well, you are kind of an asshole.
I know, but I'm not. I'm actually a nice guy, I want them to know that. And I love all of you for listening. All two of you for listening to this.
Hopefully, in the episodes you've been on, you've been able to prove that you're not that much of an asshole. But
also, I love you, two listeners, since he just glazed over that.
What? Part
that I just said. I just said that.
The two listeners?
Yeah, the two listeners.
Yep, two listeners. I don't know. I don't know how many we have. I haven't checked the numbers.
Yeah. Well,
but
at least two.
At least there's at least two people who listen to this podcast. Yes,
absolutely.
All right. So that's what those are your final words?
That's my final goodbye.
Okay. I'll do my own later when I'm alone.
Oh.
Just in case I cry.
Oh, it's about to get personal.
Yeah.
Real personal. Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna say some really personal things to the people.
I'm gonna listen to this one and you'll hear it.
You're never gonna listen to it.
I know.
you didn't even listen to the other episode that I said was amazing.
I've never listened. Since I got back from my deployment, I have not listened to one.
Yeah, so that's okay. You're on most of them, so you know what happens.
Yeah.
All right. What's the last song you want to do?
I have no idea. I don't have an idea. I just know that there's a song that we could play.
Okay. Then I guess we'll find a song to play, and then we'll play it.
Yes.
But you guys don't have to experience that, because we're going to cut right now, and then just come in with the song later.
Yeah.
So, we're going to learn a song in 2 seconds, as far as you know. Ha!
Girlfriend, she's upset. She's going off about something that you said, 'cause she doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like, and she'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts. She's here counting it, I'm on the bleachers. I'm dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. And you can see that I'm the one who understands. You've been here all along, so why can't you see? You belong with me. You belong with me. Walking the streets with you and your worn-out jeans, I cannot think that this is how it ought to be. Laughing on the park bench, thinking to myself, hey, isn't this easy? And you've got a smile that could light up this whole town. Haven't seen it in a while since she brought you down. You say you're fine, I know you better than that. Hey, what you doing with a girl like that? She wears high heels, I wear sneakers. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleacher. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who understands, you've been here all along, so why can't you see? He belong with me. Standing by and waiting at your back door all this time. How could you not know, baby? You belong with me. You belong with me.
Well, I remember you walking to my house in the middle of the night. I'm the one who makes you laugh when you know you're about to cry. And I know your favorite songs, and you tell me about your dreams. And I know where you belong, and I know it's with me.
Can't you see that I'm the one who understands? You've been here all along, so why can't you see? You belong with me. Standing by and waiting at your back door all this time. How could you not know, baby? You belong with me. You belong with me. You belong with me.
Right? I messed that last part up.
That's fine. Cool. I'm good.
Just cut it at the end there. Yeah. Well, that's that song.
All right, and that was the musical extravaganza. I got a little bit of a little treat for you guys at the end here, but I just wanted to say, you know, thanks for sticking with me. It's been a good ride, and I've really enjoyed it, and thanks for everybody who's listened. I can't thank you guys enough for sticking long enough and listening to me ramble about things. And, It means a lot to me. So, thank you. And, enjoy the last little bit here. Farewell, Godspeed, good night, TTFN, you know, all that jazz.
Okay, edit point. This is the Illusional Loner theme, redone.
Ka-chow!
Got it.
You to shut your mouth and take the corn from your ears. You're about to shed some motherfucking manly ass tears. It's the best damn podcast you'll ever fucking hear. The Delusional Loners, they'll give your ears boners. Now walk along with Andrew Smith and Chris fucking Rao. They're the fucking DL, so fucking kapow. Kapow, kapow.
Who are they anyway? This is Popular Outcast theme. All right, you ready?
Yeah, you know.
All right.
They're the popular outcast. They're making an awesome podcast. One day they think that they might be living in the limelight. They've got a lot to talk about, and none of it will get cut out. Whether it's a name of where they work, or if someone says the N-word. They've got so many guests, and some of them even have breasts. They've got guests that make movies, and some shows that have twosies. And the guests try every week to actually get to speak. They still have a lot of gross sounds, but those are no longer around. You've got Bill, Jeff, and Mike, and sometimes even Chris Rao. So go ahead and hit like and leave a review right now. They're the popular outcast. They're making an awesome podcast. Now choo choo chugga chugga. Yeah, choo choo chugga chugga.
Good enough.
Good enough.